This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witz and Morning Devotions. Catherine Power, you may not have heard of this lady, an American ex-convict and a fugitive on the run. And she had a friend, a fellow student called Susan Sachs. And these two women were placed on the FBI's most wanted fugitive list. And I'm talking back in 1970, actually. And these two women took part in fairly serious robberies and banks. And unfortunately, a Boston police officer was shot and killed. Now, Catherine Power, she was the driver. She was in the getaway car. But this woman remained at large for 23 years. Then in September 1993, she gave herself up, went to the police. And when the court case came up, this is what she said. His death, that was the death of the policeman, was shocking to me, and I have to examine my conscience and accept any responsibility I have for the event that led to it. And if you look this up, you'll see that she had was sentenced to 8 to 12 years in prison for this bank robbery. Now, that's a true story, and I've heard of other stories similar to that, like the bank robber who turned himself into police. He had committed a crime 20 years ago, and then voluntarily he surrendered to the authorities. Now, why would someone do that? Well, he was reported to have said, "I just could not live with the guilt anymore." And that's what I want to talk about today and again tomorrow in Morning Devotions. Guilt. No one really likes to feel guilty, but what is it? Well, a dictionary tells me that guilt's an awareness of having done wrong or committed a crime, which is accompanied by feelings of shame and regret. Now, you may not have gone that far, robbed a bank, but some of us have done, in fact, all of us, I should say, have done wrong things, or we've failed to do the right. And as a result, there's guilt. So does your guilty conscience follow every move, make you wonder how you could have done something better? And where does this crippling guilt come from? And what toll does it actually take on you? And probably the most important question of all is, how do you shake it? How do you get rid of guilt? Don't feel that too guilty about taking the time to think about this, because it's important. Now, some people don't have that positive guilt, actually. Now, I'm not saying it's all bad. Guilt can be a good thing. Keeps you on the straight and narrow. It was Dr. Michael McGee who said that others have guilt that eats away at their soul and they rarely have a moment of peace. Yes, guilt's this universal experience, and everyone has had the bad feelings of not doing what he or she should have done. It's a failure, isn't it? And the bad feelings, we call that guilt feelings, or another word for that is bad conscience. Now, I think if we consider this for a moment, we see it in so many areas of life. People suffering from low self-esteem, they think they're failures and they feel guilty because they can't do what they expect of themselves or what others expect of them. People who are workaholics, they try to make up for their shortcomings, they stress out, they work so hard. And people suffer from illness because of this stress. And people who are perfectionists, others who give up and just try to, instead of fighting it, they just give up. And I read somewhere about a psychologist saying that most of his patients could be cured if he could convince them that the guilt they felt was not real. So we live in a world where one of the greatest problems and the most powerful forces we feel is this guilt, the guilt trip, if you like. And we can think of all the different ways to get rid of guilty feelings. But your guilt is not just a feeling. It really has to do, you know, with the relationship with God. And this is a very interesting concept. How you deal with your guilt actually depends on how you view God. And I think one of the popular ways of dealing with this is to simply deny that you've done anything wrong. Look, I only feel guilty because I'm living under standards passed down from an older generation. You know, my mum and dad and my grandparents, they used to tell me that certain things were right and wrong. But I want to throw these off, people say. I want to live by my own standards. And according to this way of thinking, if you have these circumstances, it's because your mother taught you it was wrong. So you can convince yourself of anything because, well, is it wrong? I'm going to find that out, you say. Well, tomorrow I want to just take this a little bit further. Lord, thank you that we have these experiences because we know you are saying something positive to us. May you continue, Lord, to speak today. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.